Well, folks, I am here in the downstairs at the William G. Reed Library in front of the 26-foot SS Jolly Reader.
Yes.
With Executive Director Cheryl Haywood from the Timberland Regional Library System. How are you?
Awesome. How are you?
What is this thing?
Isn't this amazing?
I love it.
It's awesome. This Jolly Reader is 26 feet long, as you said. It's at the Shelton Timberland Library, and it's like sunken here.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just took a peek inside, and it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. There's
yes.
a group of kids in there.
Yeah, in the reading nook.
Yeah. I love it.
Yep.
In addition to this, the whole downstairs at this library is transformed into kind of a youth area.
Yes.
It's going to be a teen zone that's coming. It's got some stuff happening, and a statement wall's on the way.
Yes. It's cool.
What's the push on that? I know it's always important to get kids reading and have kids with a nice safe space to be able to
yes.
read.
And to come together with other kids and other families. And so that was a big message that came out of the pandemic, right? That
yeah.
people want to socialize more. And we all know about this other pandemic of isolation and feeling very lonely. And so we decided we had the space. We saw that we had the space here on this floor, and we had the vision. Staff had the vision, and we also have the talent to build a ship like this.
It's awesome. It really is awesome. And you mentioned the isolation and the pandemic. I saw, I may have said this to you before, these conversations we've had, but it was a picture of an iceberg, and it was your public library or something.
Yes.
And the tip of the iceberg was books.
Yes.
Which everybody knows.
Yes.
But under that, where the bulk of the iceberg is all the other things. And the very last one on the list was like, interaction, social interaction.
Yes.
And that's a big thing.
It's huge. It's huge. And so that's why, I mean, so typically after a story time, and I've been here now since we've done this refresh, and of course the city owns this building, and we've been in partnership, and we've provided some of the funding, or a lot of the funding for this refresh inside this building. And when you're here after a program, it feels like every single inch is being used up or being taken up by kids at different ages, from babies and newborns to, you know, 8 to 12-year-olds, to teens in the teen section, and it is humming in here. It's amazing.
It's awesome. The other thing is, I was just upstairs waiting to talk with you about all this. Another person came in and they needed help printing out their taxes.
Yes.
So, I mean, just about anything you can think of is available here. And you and I have talked about the online, the Libby, the magazines, the additional learning that you can get.
Yes.
But a lot of that, when we talked, was focused around, you know, the pandemic and being kind of enclosed. Now
yes.
we're back here.
And we are back here. And it's been interesting to just see, you know, the involvement of this particular space, and how you could see a lot of things are on wheels, right? So it's all very flexible, so we can move things out, reconfigure it to have different kinds of play spaces and different kinds of interactive activities. And this sunken ship behind us is very interactive. I mean, we had close to 200 families and children here that day that we launched it, and it was just amazing.
I think that's what you do. You launch a vessel. That's what you do.
You launch it, but it's sunken at the same time.
The last time I saw you, we were at the Great Wolf for an EDC conference, and you were accepting the Nancy Payne Award. And while you were up there giving your speech, you talked a lot about other programs that the library is rolling out. So we're here in Shelton.
Yes.
They have the William G. Reed Library. Hoodsport has the Hoodsport Library. Belfair has the Belfair Library. But there are so many other smaller communities that don't have the space or a building available for this. You guys have kind of solved that problem a little bit.
Yes. So we started mobile services. So we went back to the past to go into the future.
Sure.
And we launched, and we call it Anywhere Library. And so we have a van and a staff specialist, an Anywhere Library specialist for each one of the counties. Joe Alessi is the Anywhere Library specialist for Mason County. And he is still working. I mean, he has a lot of stops that he's going to. In fact, as we're talking right now, he's at the Matlock Range.
And it's the first one, right? You're missing out on like the inaugural, is that?
It's like the inaugural, I think, like, yes, the first meeting and I mean, the first one open to the public for Matlock. But I think there will be later this year, we're just waiting for the weather to be warmer to have like a launch, you know, a formal launch. But he's, you know, he's working, he shows up. So it's a van and he goes into a building typically, right? At like the Grange or Cielo in Shelton. And he'll go to, he hopes to be going, if he hasn't already, to school districts. I know he's been to Pioneer School District. I know he's going to be going to Head Starts and ECAPS and to the church and to the Harstein Island. And there's a Tahuga Fire Station number 81.
Yeah.
So he'll be going there as well. And all of that, all the public visits where the public's allowed to go and check out books and do whatever, all those locations are on our website. About one third of the way down the website, you can click on Anywhere Library and get the stops.
Brand new website,
best product in North America. We are thrilled with that website because of the ease of use and how everything is all integrated with the library catalog, with the blogs, with the newsletters, with the media. Everything is integrated, and so it's a really for the user, it's a real seamless experience. And the company tells us that they use our design and our, because obviously we worked with the company on this, but it was our staff who did the layout, and they use it as an example now for future customers because they just really like the ease of use. But yeah, so back to mobile services for a moment. So anytime Joe goes to a school or if he goes to Head Start or ECAP, that will not be on the website because those are closed to the public and it's just for kids. So our goal is about 16 to 31 sites per month. And we serve five counties. So that's Mason and Thurston, Lewis, Pacific, and Grays Harbor. We have 29 libraries. And our goal is each county to reach 16 to 31 with the high goal of 31 locations a month. And so you go 31 times five, that's 160 locations compared to the 29 that we know people can't make it for because there's barriers of transportation or gas or whatever it's going to be. And so we're going to them. And you know, we started it last June in Thurston County, and it's gonna take, it'll be interesting to see our statistics like by August of this year, just to see what the first, you know, because we don't have a full year yet.
Yeah.
We just got Lewis County and Grays Harbor County up and running like in the last 5 weeks or so. So there's still a lot of growth and a lot of potential.
Folks might be able to think about this in the way that the library utilized the Civic Center when this place was going under reconstruction and some work was being done here. They kind of had that mobile library that people could go to at the Civic Center there.
Yes.
What more, I mean, are there plans like this for the space available in the different libraries to bring the kids in and help build that love of reading at a young age?
Yes. So it started with West Olympia, where we doubled the size last year, and we see people from all five counties go to West Olympia.
Is that the mall?
Sorry, at Capitol Mall on the west side of Olympia. And we doubled the size from 1,200 to 2,500 square feet, and we were putting up some things in the kids section, and we were waiting a long, long time for the stuff to come in. This was still like pandemic type of waiting. And things were expensive and they weren't that well made. And then we thought, hey, we have staff who have this expertise. Could they make these wooden trees and put them up against the wall? So it started with trees. And then we went to El Waco and helped that city do a refresh. And then we made the staff made hanging clouds out of wood and other trees against the wall. And they made a small tree house because that's a smaller space, right? And then they jumped to this. So they went from a really tiny treehouse to this. This takes up a huge amount of space, as you can see. The next one we do will be Westport. And Westport's a tiny library too. So it's going to be a tiny structure. And so it'll most likely be a lighthouse because of Westport.
Sure, yeah.
And then our board approved a new building to be built in Randall in East Lewis County. So the Mountain View Timberland Library will be about 3,400 square feet. And that should be done by the end of this year. So I'm not quite sure if there's going to be a structure in there. We're still thinking about it.
The other great thing about libraries in general is, here I know there's one or two meeting rooms downstairs. There's a large meeting room upstairs. And this also acts as a place for communities to gather and,
yes.
and get together and have these meetings.
Yes.
And
yes.
so if you don't have a place like looking into Randall, I've driven through there a few times now on the way to White Pass, and you're right. That's a great location.
Yes.
For a community gathering space.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, the other thing about this particular library, the Shelton Timberland Library, is the outside deck.
Right.
Because the city was able to apply for a grant with the Department of Commerce. They got the funding. We're providing some of that funding through our Shelton. We have a gift fund for the Shelton Library. And so I think, you know, they're voting on that next week on April 2nd. So I'm hoping that City Council will vote yes. And so the outside, the deck will be reinforced and fixed. And then that way, you know, we can get the furniture and stuff out there. And so people could be using that space too. And I think it'll be probably the only library we have with an, oh no, Hoodsport has an outside deck.
There
but
is
this,
one.
Is, this a
is a big one.
Outside deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is amazing. You said 5 counties, 29 libraries, tens of thousands of people served.
530,000 plus and growing.
Isn't that something?
It is. And I do want to point out about this ship.
Yeah.
Our staff had the vision. Our director of operations had the vision. Brenda showed that photo to Skyler. She said, could you do it based on this photo? And he said, yes. So there's no pattern, you know, there's no drawing, there's
yeah.
nothing, right? And I know patterns for sewing. And so he built it just based on that one photo. And they built it for about, oh, I don't know, 6-7 weeks, maybe a bit more, at our headquarters first, like the skeleton of it, and then brought it here to finish it off. And the size, as you can see, are LV luxury vinyl plank, which
yeah.
are not luxurious, but they're safe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, so we think a boat like this would have easily have cost over $200,000
oh,
easily.
Easy.
And so we did it for under $39,000.
That's amazing.
And that'll be here forever.
It will.
Yeah.
You mentioned that at launch, 200 families were here, and that is 200 lives that have been changed because they will always remember the experience.
Yes.
Of coming to the Jolly Reader.
Yes.
And hopefully then that continues on the love of learning and the love of reading. We've talked, as I mentioned, about all the extra things that the library has to offer available online. There are so many services on the new website and ways that you can get involved and find the books that you need, find the resources you need. There's resume classes, there's also anything you could think of.
There's really. So many programs that the staff are putting on, like right here in this library. As you said, you can rent, or not rent, but schedule the meeting room for your own use. And that also to reserve a meeting room space is on the website. We have continuously expanded our library of things collection. So even like since the last time I spoke to you, it has like grown exponentially, because what happens is people contact us and say, are you interested? We're willing to give you either the funds or here are the gadgets, right? So one of the most recent ones is the American Heart Association reached out to us and said, we would like to give you 22 blood pressure monitoring kits, and we want them in the most rural of libraries and your anywhere library vehicles, because we want you to get out to the most. And so we said, sure. And so that's the most recent. The second most recent is the Gadget Library, which is the Lewis County Recyclers applied for a $70,000 grant of the Department of Ecology, got it, and then purchase all these really cool gadgets that are in our catalog so that you can place a hold on them and use them in your house if you're building or whatever you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some really interesting gadgets. You know, when you just need that tool or that whatever, the gadget once in a like 5 years or something.
Yeah.
So instead of going out to buy it, you can, you know, purchase it.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'd seen, you know, binoculars or
yep.
maybe metal detectors or, you know, different things like that, but it really is expanding. Where's the microfish machine? Do they even have those anymore?
I don't know if they still have it
those?
Here.
Jeez.
Yes, oh, of course I remember those. Those are from my time
I
at, love
using
at college.
Those at the downtown Olympia Library,
yes.
the microfish
yes.
machines.
Yes.
I will say, going back to the West Olympia Library at the mall, whenever we go by there and walk through, it is always packed. There's always people reading. And it looks like there's kids engaged in the back too. So that was it was unique. It was really interesting to see that in a mall. It's not necessarily something you recognize, but it's a gathering spot of many people. It's a transit hub.
Yes. And so we were just there on Saturday, and one of the staff said, I'm pretty sure it's like we're like 9 out of 29 in terms of being busy out of all the libraries. And yeah, it's quite the hub. The mall, well, because you can walk in the wintertime, right? You're allowed to walk your dog in the mall in the wintertime. You can't bring the dog into the library, though. I'm pretty sure you can't. It's just like, like I said before, people are coming in from all the four other counties, and it's on the bus route, and you can walk to it if you live on the west side. And so, we're just seeing a lot of different people go there. It's been fun to watch that because we consider it a demonstration library, right? We're demonstrating to the public and to our board of trustees that it's highly valued and highly used.
I love it. I love talking about the library. You know that we've been talking for years about the library. Half the time I don't even let you get a chance to talk. I just started saying, and then there's this thing and this thing.
I know. So let me go back for a moment to, you were talking about Libby, and Libby is the app that you put on your phone or your device to be able to access ebooks, e-audiobooks, and over 4,000 e-magazines from all over the world, different languages, and of course, all the major subscriptions here as well. So you could save a lot of money by just downloading your favorite magazine, and you get these like alerts, your next issue is coming in,
And they don't go away.
They don't go, the magazines don't go away.
The
ebooks and e-audiobooks go away, but the e-magazines, if you download it, it stays on your device forever, so you'll have to at some point, but it's, you don't have to pay for Newsweek or Time, or if you're a cyclist or you're a hiker or you're a hunter or you're a fish, whatever it is, or you're a kid and you're reading highlights, whatever you're reading, the magazine's going to be there. So I think a year ago we surpassed 1 million downloads per year, and that was in 22. 2023, it was 1.9 million.
What?
All of us together in 1 year. So we were part of 54 other libraries public libraries in the whole world that we were over the $1 million mark.
That's amazing.
Or not $1 million, 1 million checkouts.
Checkouts. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And the pandemic had a huge impact on downloadables. And so I was just looking the other day, the increase of downloads from 2019 to 2023 increased by 80%.
Wow. Yeah, makes sense.
Which makes sense because we were, not exactly open for at least, 3 months,
Something
6 months?
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, this place is getting overrun by the kids.
It
should be.
It is.
So we're going to leave this here.
Awesome.
And we're going to let you get back to what you need to do. We're going to let the kids play here at the Jolly Reader at the William G. Reed Library. You've got to come down and check it out. The Teen Zone as well. All part of the Timberland Regional Library System. Online at trl.org. I'll put the links in the show notes. Executive Director Cheryl Haywood, it's always good talking to you.
Always great talking to you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you.